The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, Nicole C. Mullen describes how her classic hit song, Redeemer, came to be.
But it was in the midst of me going through a crushing, a heartbreaking situation that God began to sing over me and sing through me. And so I began to sing a chorus as if I was taking notes. I was just a secretary and God was downloading. Yeah. In the midst of a night season is when he gave it to me, not on a mountaintop.
Well, you know, Betty and I have been doing the show Life Today, about 50 years together at least. And we've been all over the world putting God's arms around people. And you know why we're able to put God's arms around the least of these and the overlooked? The ones Jesus said is most important to help. He said, when you help the least of these, you minister directly to me. And you are the sheep. If you wonder who sheep are the ones who put God's arms around the overlooked. Well, we got a lot of sheep, because a lot of you people who watch Life Today have given life today and every day. Thank you so much. We have a wonderful guest. Nicole Mullen has been here before, matter of fact, been with us this week. But she wrote a book that we want you to get. It's Never Wrong to Do the Right Thing. But she's known as a great singer, and she wrote a song that really became very popular when we were talking the other day. And I said, she's coming back and going to kind of tell you how it happened and tell you about Redeemed. And my staff said, you know, it's the song's Redeemer. I said, well, yeah, but the Redeemer redeemed me.
Come on now.
And I got to talk about being redeemed because of what the Redeemer did. And we just laughed. But you're going to, and we welcome you back to Life Today again. And the book is great. I want you to get it because it'll bless you. Because we're challenged many times not to do the right thing because it doesn't even make sense. But it always does if we do what God wants. But the song Redeemed really touched the world. It shook the world in many ways. And we want you to just kind of tell us, how did that come to be? You're going to sing it here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
But tell us kind of how that came to be, that song. Yes.
First of all, again, thank you again for having me back. Oh, I'm honored.
It's great to have you.
But I think the song started way before I wrote it. When I was around 12 years old, you know, we were in church, and there was a lady in our church named Sister Dottie. And Sister Dottie was one of those people that if she said, thus saith the Lord, you could take it to the bank. And so there I was, I mean, just a scrawny 12-year-old. You know, sometimes I would stutter and speak fast and, you know, was a closet thumb sucker and, you know, just all these different things. But Sister Dottie stood in front of me one day and said, the Lord will say to you, say not in your heart that you are small, but you are great because I live within you. And then she began to prophesy that the Lord was going to take me around the world singing for him.
Wow.
And that he was going to give me songs in the night.
How old were you right then?
12. I was 12.
Years old.
Mm-hmm. And,
wow.
And earlier that year, my dad had prayed a prayer over my sisters and I on the front row at church for New Year's Eve service. And he had gotten to me and he had prayed that the Lord would use me in singing and take me around the world singing as well. Well, when Sister Dottie said songs in the night, I thought she meant songs after like 10 or 11 o'clock. And I was like, cool, because I was a night owl. You know, I thought, okay, the Lord is on my timetable. But it didn't hit me until later on that he meant songs in the dark seasons of life.
Wow.
When life is hard and you can't always see your way and sometimes you don't remember what was said in the light, he was going to sing over me and sing through me. And so then fast forward when I'm, you know, around the age of 20, turning 21, and I find myself in an abusive marriage. And, you know, there were times he had his hand around my neck or he was hitting me in the face or kicking me in the ribs. And those times, and he would ask me a question all the time. He would say, Nicole, what is your purpose in life? And then he would answer and he'd say, that's your problem. You have no purpose. And I didn't have the courage at the time to rebut him. I didn't have the courage to speak up and say, yes, I do. But on the inside, I was yelling, I do have a purpose. I do have a purpose. I may not be able to articulate it, but I do have one. And then the Lord began to show me through a passage of scripture that he encouraged me to memorize. I think I was 17 or 18 years old. And he brought it back to my remembrance. It's over in Romans 8. I had memorized the chapter. And we say this verse all the time, you know, God works all things together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Well, it came back to me that I didn't have to come up with my own purpose because I loved God. And because I loved God, he was going to work everything together for my good because I was called according to his purpose. I didn't have to have my own.
That's right.
And so I love to encourage other people too that you may not have had a word from Sister Dottie, but we have a more sure word, which is the word of God.
Yes.
And if you love him, then you're called according to the purpose that he's designed for your life. Yep. And there are general purposes that he has for us to please him and to serve man. And then there are other specific plans that he has for us individually. And so a part of the plan that he had for me is he got me out of that night season, and I was so grateful. And then I have to admit, I got myself into a couple of other, you know, just night seasons. But it was in the midst of me going through a crushing, a heartbreaking situation that God began to sing over me and sing through me. And before I knew it, I had picked up my little guitar and I had read the book of Job. You know, Job is not really the book you read just to cheer you up. But I began to read it and I was like, okay, wait. Job went through his own night season. He went from riches to rags and then back from rags to riches again. But in the middle of his dark season, he didn't know the end. We know the end. He was restored twice as much wealth. His health was restored to him. He had 10 more children. But in the midst of it, when it was hard to see the hand of God, Job began to hope against hope, and he began to encourage himself. And he said something that I borrowed. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. And in the last day, he's going to stand upon the earth. And then Job said, and though my body be destroyed, in my flesh, I'm going to see God. And so after reading that, I picked up my little guitar and I thought, if Job can say it in the midst of his night season, how much more can I sing it when my night season is just this compared to his? And so I began to sing a chorus as if I was taking notes. I was just a secretary and God was downloading. And then I began to sing the first verse and it came. And I have to admit, it took me another year to write that second verse in that bridge because I was a little slow. But the Lord wrote it.
This is Redeemer.
This is Redeemer. In the midst of a night season is when he gave it to me, not on a mountaintop, but in the midst of the night.
You know, one of the most powerful things that Job said, all the horrible things that said, and he not knowing why, whatever, but he said, here's what, and boy, don't miss this. He said, as I look at this, I thought I knew him.
Come on.
But I didn't know him like I know him now. So all he went through,
yes,
he knew him, the Redeemer,
that's right,
more clearly. So you wrote the song.
Yes, sir.
We got to hear the song kind of when it was hype. Well, you're going to sing it for us, okay? Will you do that?
I would love to. 25 years old this year, it is. And I'm going to sing it
again. Isn't that great?
Yes.
All right. Here she is.
I know my Redeemer lives.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer. You
Wow, I can promise you all the angels of heaven are rejoicing right now, and I wish you could just hear the applause of the world, God's people just praising God. I can just tell you, what I was praising him for? It wasn't just that he was the Redeemer that redeemed me, but I was thinking about all the times the Redeemer has redeemed me as a redeemed person who missed the mark, who failed or fell, and how much love. If he's looking for a little sheep that's lost and he leaves others to go get one, I was many times I think that one. James, I just want to take you back close. I want to hold you. He wants to hold you, Betty. He wants to hold every broken heart. Nicole, you're just so anointed and so beautiful. The glory of God was just all over you. And the Redeemer's work continues in you. And you're just beautiful, dressed up in Jesus. And I want you to know, you just gave me such a glimpse of the Redeemer working in a redeemed person's life who truly loved him. But sometimes, as my wife knows, I miss Mark. I feel like she never did. She'd tell you, that's just not true.
That's not true.
But I just want you to know how much he loves you and how much the Redeemer wants to hold you. Think about it. Yeah. God will leave everybody to go after one little lamb and hold you and bring you back into safety. With the raging lions, the bears, the predators, the deceiver, the destroyer. Can't control you, God. Redeemer, set the redeemed free. Restore us all. Let us rest in your arms with the peace that only you can give. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Nicole, I think you were supposed to be here today.
Yeah.
And I think all the people watching, as we will ask you to help us rescue the trafficked, sexually trafficked. This is what we call Mission Rescue Life. We rescue people from being sexually trafficked, starting as little girls. Can you believe people would want to have sex with a little 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old? 10 or 12 year old, can you believe it? God deliver us from evil and the evil one. Nicole, when you sang that, I know a while ago you could really sense the Spirit of God. Couldn't you sense the Redeemer's presence even while you were singing about him?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm more convinced too that he uses what he breaks or what he allows to be broken.
That's right.
And my life has been broken in many places, you all know. But it reminds me of how he took the loaf, took the bread, he blessed it, and then after he broke it, then it was multiplied. And so in my breaking, he gave me a song, and then he said, I'm gonna bless you, broke you, now let me multiply what you've given back to me and that I've given
to the
people.
I think as we go on this journey with the Lord through life, and we're a little quite a bit further along than you are, I think we come to realize too, you can look back and see, remember how many times he has redeemed us, and he continues to. And so that relationship with him becomes so sweet and so much closer as you grow in him and on that journey. And you thank him every day because he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. He's forever with us.
Yes. Nicole, I thank you for being here, but I want to say to all of you who are watching that you're supposed to be here. Nicole was here for the Redeemer, and she magnified the Redeemer for you. He not only redeems us in our salvation relationship to be born into the family of God, and we're truly born again into that family, and you just invite him to come in, and he'll come in as, but he comes in as Lord and Savior and King Jesus. But then as you walk with him, sometimes we're like the little sheep that just wanders off. Sometimes the sheep are led off. Sometimes they're attacked and hurt. All of us are under attack. All of us can be misled, misdirected. But she's here singing about the Redeemer for you to be in the arms of the Redeemer. And I want every one of you to know, it's never wrong to do the right thing. I think you'd be wise to consider getting the book. I think it'd be wonderful if you'd help us rescue people who are sexually, right now, trafficked. Many of them little children. Many of them been trafficked for 10 years, 15 years. Some of them for a lifetime. Some of them until they just dump them out or kill them, drug them to death. Please, ask God to pick you up and take you in his arms. Ask the Redeemer to restore you to her fellowship, to make you all he wants you to be. You need someone to pray with you. There's a prayer line there. Call. Say, I want to turn my life over to the Redeemer, and I want to be restored by the Redeemer. We'll join with you. And then I want to ask you this. In this Mission Rescue Life, would you consider helping us rescue someone from the predators? It takes $128 to reach somebody, to rescue them, and to restore them. Would you help us restore somebody and give them a new life? Would you do that? All around the world, we're going to set people free. Could you restore 10 with a $1,280 gift? We have some beautiful gifts for you just to say thank you. We like to just say thank you for putting God's arms around the overlooked, the least of these. Thank you. We'll gladly send you what we've mentioned to you to bless you. If you want Nicole's book, just simply say, I'm going to help you rescue those, and I sure would like to have her book. We'll send it to you. Nicole, you be praying for everybody right now that's watching, because they're going to look in on and see a scene of need,
yeah.
And they're the ones that meet the need. Yes. And boy, they've been great. You know our audience.
Absolutely.
Who prays for you and
yes.
loves you.
Thank
you for being the miracle so many people pray for.
Yes.
Please do what God leads you to do right now.
You know, the old lady, they feed the small girl for the homesick with the foreigner. They pay money a lot for the, they need for the steel virgin.
Human traffickers target innocent children who then become enslaved in a multi-billion dollar a year industry called the sex slave trade.
A human trafficker came through here many months ago and promised this young lady's sister a better life, lured her away. They haven't heard from her. She's gone.
We're fighting for children that can't fight for themselves, children that would be otherwise used in the sex trade or be bought and sold like animals for monetary gain. It's not right.
It's kids just like these that right now they're begging, but they are also bait for predators. If we don't get them off the street, they will be the next trafficked victims.
And when these children become enslaved and don't comply, horrible things are done to them by the human traffickers.
When I was a child, I seen a lot of things under my eyes.
They are cages somewhere like that. They are keeping a child as an animal. Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
It is tragic what's happening to children, innocent children, and it's not right. Our hearts are burdened by all the children that are crying out for help today, this moment, that need intervention, that need help, that are waiting for someone to hear their cries. And we can only do it with your help.
Oh, I tell you what, I just look at those little children. I love them. I can help get God's arms around them. I've had my arms around them. And all over the world, we've set free thousands and thousands of children and precious girls that are trafficked, held captive. They not only hold them as a prisoner, they try to get them hooked on drugs so they have that much more control of them. And I'm telling you, only the miracle and the love of God can get them free. And that's why we ask you to help us set these prisoners free. And Betty, we know it works. The love of God never fails. And these people have been so mistreated. We watch them be set free to a whole new life because of the love of God flowing through people who watch us and decide to become the miracle that the mothers of those children are praying for, that the families are praying for, that those girls and boys are hoping for, and we see that miracle.
Absolutely. Your help means so, so much. It means so much to these little girls that don't have a chance if we don't reach out and say, hey, we want to take you to a safe place. Some of these children, James, they were taken from their parents being told they would have a job or a better life or they would take care of them. And then when they get them away, separated from their family, they just mistreat them. So they lock them up in a room and then use them and use them and use them. They don't realize what's going on. They drug them to keep them there. And so God, please help you to know how much you would be able to help us free these children and take them to that safe haven where they can have a first time good night's sleep. Can you imagine what it would be like to just be trapped like that and think there was no hope? There's hope. Jesus is their hope, and we are part of serving Him with our whole hearts. So let's reach out in Jesus' name and let's help these little children.
We call this mission Outreach Rescue Life. That's precisely what we're doing. Can't do it without you. It takes an average of $128 to reach, to rescue, and to restore those who are trapped. $128. Would you make that life-saving, life-giving gift? Think about this. 10 children can be helped for $1,280. Pray about that. Would you do that? We have gifts we're going to send you. One of the things we're going to send you is the most beautiful throw I've ever seen. This is just fabulous. And coming up in the cooler seasons, you're going to appreciate this. Would you please make a gift of $128? Could you give $1,280? Could you give even more? Right now, we have a facility that would immediately take 50 girls, and it's a beautiful place. Couldn't get it anywhere around here like that. It's inexpensive because it's in Asia, and it's easy to get and easy to fix. But we do need over $1 million, and we have a $500,000 need to complete that. So if you could make a large gift toward that, in addition to the 128 or whatever God leads you to do, please call right now. Go online, take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life, because that's exactly what you're giving. And we'll send these blessings to you, but you're giving the greatest blessing. You're giving life in Christ because of the love of God that you share freely with your gifts. Thank you so much.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, our life rescue centers in Southeast Asia are at maximum capacity. More space is urgently needed, and we must complete and renovate a new rescue home immediately. Please consider a very special extra gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to complete and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you power, provision, and peace, bringing together the life-changing truths of Acts, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians in the Passion Translation. These books come alive with fresh revelation and timeless power. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace Blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Please don't let anything keep you from helping. If you get a busy when you're calling or somehow you can't get through, just say, I'm going to get through. And my gift's going to get through. And my gift's going to give the gift of the Redeemer. To those people who thought they would never be redeemed, never be free. Please, and thank you for being those who help us extend the arms of God. Nicole, you enjoyed being with us today?
Loved being with you today. Thank you.
Boy, you have blessed us.
Thank you.
We see the Redeemer so clearly in you, and we just love you. Mm-hmm. We're glad that our ministry and our viewers are your prayer supporters too.
Thank you.
Thank all of you. Thank you for helping us put His arms around the least of these and the overlooked. Thank you so much.
And don't you worry, don't you worry, dear. Why don't you come to me? I'll be your refuge, hide under my wings.
This is real realm, and the mistake we make is exactly what you said, which is ignoring it and pretending it doesn't exist.
Seeing the supernatural. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.